independent in thought, and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This was set up by the Democrats. There is no collusion between me and my campaign and the Russians.
Democrats, you set it up!
I don't know. You know, look, the story is getting bigger and bigger because of the Democrats and because of the media. All right? The media does not like this president. And I've talked ad nauseum with several friends who are very left-leaning. The media, they don't understand. They don't work in the media. Like, they like to think they know everything about the media. I work in the media. I've been inside newsrooms all over the country, dare I say, all over the world. And most of the people I've worked with inside of those newsrooms have been very left-leaning. Are some of them able to decompartmentalize and put stuff certain places? And, hey, you know what? I put something over here. Even though this is my belief system, I can be unbiased in that. Yes, yeah, some. Not all, but some. First of all, I don't know if they orchestrated anything. I'm going to be honest with that. But they've definitely kept it alive, and they've definitely made it a huge story, a huge, bigly story. That is for damn tootin' certain. It is. Absolutely it is. What is that? I mean, again, this is going to go on for a long time. Hillary had Emailgate. Am I correct? It's going to sit there with her for a very long time, till the day she dies. People are going to wonder where all those emails are. Trump as the Russia. And because of that, this is going to be with him for as long as he's president. Whether it's another 4 years or it's another 8 years or 7.5 years. This is going to be with him throughout the time. And when he's done, the tie is always going to be there hanging over him.
We have to get back to work, but I want to find out. I want to get to the bottom. If Russia hacked, if Russia did anything having to do with our election, I want to know about
it. Yeah. He wants to know about it. He's talking tough. If they did something, he wants to know about it. Hey, wouldn't it be funny if, lo and behold, there is something there that has nothing to do with Trump and he goes after Russia hardcore? Wouldn't that be kind of funny? Still wouldn't be enough because the left, let me tell you right now what they'd say. It's all a diversionary tactic. None of it's real. It's all a diversionary tactic. It is all this crazy tactic to just throw everybody off the scent. It's not real. Him and the Russians got together and they talked about this and they said, hey, the best way to make it look like we aren't pals and we aren't friends and that I've got no dealings with you whatsoever, we'll throw their scent off by doing this. We'll pretend like, we'll just pretend like I'm coming after you guys. But it's a pretend thing. It's not real. It's a pretend thing. That's it. It's not real.
I have no investments in Russia, none whatsoever. I don't have property in Russia. A lot of people thought I owned office buildings in Moscow. I don't have property in Russia. And I am I'm in total compliance in every way.
You're a billionaire. You're an easy mark because that's all these people want. They want a mark when it comes to you. You've done some stuff. You said some stuff. At times, you've jacked the pooch and you've made a mess of things that didn't need to be made a mess of. But in saying that, you're president of the United States. You are innocent until proven guilty. In the court of public opinion, not so much. In the court of public opinion, you are guilty and you will never be proven innocent. Period. Doesn't matter. Just as if we found the 30,000 emails and there was no there with Hillary, there will always be people who think there's there. And that it's all a ruse. Now, can you get over the politicking of it all to get down to the nuts and bolts of what we need done in this country? That right there is more important than all of this other stuff that takes the eyes off the prize of us trying to actually get ourselves in a situation where the economy is booming, the tax situation is sorted out, we've actually got more money coming in than going out, we start cutting into this giant, huge debt, we start bringing jobs back to this country because we've loosened regulation and taxes, and it's allowing companies to expand, and we're seeing wages rise. And oh, by the way, as far as healthcare goes, can you get on that to the point where you don't break it any more than it's already broken? And Democrats, I'm looking right at you because you guys broke it. You broke it, and then you sat around and you did nothing about it. You knew it was broken. You didn't do a damn thing about it. You knew it was falling apart, but you had your name on it. You saw how you had your ass handed to you for the last 7 years, and it was a huge part of that. You understood that, and you sat around, and you did nothing. There you go. On to the James Comey thing. President sat down with Lester Holt, NBC, talked about James Comey and the fact that he was always gone.
I was going to fire Comey. There's no good time to do it, by the way.
Because in your letter you said I accepted their recommendation.
Yeah, well,
so you had already made the decision.
I was going to fire regardless.
He was firing regardless. He was firing him regardless. That's what he said. Now, they've contradicted themselves, said, well, they wanted to give him a chance, but he's, you know, I mean, you don't know who, what, when, how. Sessions, Rod Rodstein, who's the guy who's second in charge. Again, people that you probably wouldn't know, you know, you can pick him out of the lineup. And he is the guy that is the deputy attorney general. He's second to him. He is the one who really oversees the FBI, which, by the way, has 35,000 people that work for it. So he, you know, a lot of people are pointing fingers at him, and he's like, whoa, I've given my recommendation, but whatever. I mean, you know, so we don't know what was going on. What Trump has said, though, is that it was in turmoil. There was a lot of mistakes. He liked the grandstand. He played a lot of games. You know, it's this is what you're going to get, right? This is what you're going to get. You're going to get politicking across the board. All the while, we need to be focusing on other things, right? Don't you want that? Don't you want that? Don't you want them to focus on it? I don't want them to focus on Hillary Clinton. I don't want them to convene anything. She got away with, get over it. Future is tomorrow, not yesterday. Let's move on. Do your investigation with Russia if you have to, and it's that important to you. You go ahead and you do it. Well, Chad, they mingled and they meddled. And of course they did. Hell, we do it to them if we can. We spy. I was listening to this cybersecurity expert today, the guy up there talking about all the cybersecurity, saying, you know, our allies and everybody, you know, even our allies spy on us. Of course. We all meddle. That's what we do. But did anybody's vote really change? You know where Hillary was hurt? Besides all of the fact that nobody could trust her or any of the things. You know what the biggest issue was out of all of that is that people were really pissed at the way the Democrats handled Bernie Sanders and the way they treated him. And it's funny that they point a finger at the Russians because you got caught. But I don't care because that's all in the past. I want to know what's happening today. I want to know how we can get this done. And now you're holding James Comey up as if he's some martyr, right? He's a martyr. Yet 4.5 months ago, you wanted him gone. You wanted him put in jail. 4.5 months ago, he was the worst person on earth. But now? Oh. But now? He's this great guy? What does it get you? Nothing. But now you're threatening to hold everything up, so we're not going to have tax reform. Who knows how long the Senate's going to be because they're going to be hyper-focused on this. And we just can't, with all the noise of James Comey and everything, we can't get anything done in here. More reason to drag our feet. Oh, there's never going to be a wall. We can't do anything because we really don't want a wall. But it's okay because we really just want to continue to let people come over here because it's cheap labor. Oh, my God. We don't want any of this stuff. Oh, we can't. It's just too hard. Blah. God. I care about tomorrow. I care about where we're headed. Don't care about where we've been. Can't change that. If there's some there, they'll find it out. But the more that they put it on the front page, the more that people talk about it, the more that they splash it everywhere, the more that it takes away from the things that we need to see get done in this country. And that's frustrating. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chad@chadbensonshow.com. You text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Speaking of being in hot water, speaking of being in a situation where you could feel James Comey-esque, Mother's Day is a few days away, and if you've not done anything for the woman who's given you your wonderful children, or the woman who gave birth to you, or the aunt that helped raise you, or the grandmother that was always there for you, if you've not done anything for them, you may be fired. Don't forget. That's why you have me. That's why you have Sherry's Berries. We're here to remind you. For $19.99, you're going to get these amazing freshly dipped strawberries that are huge. Size of beach balls. Massive. Huge. I mean, they have their own gravity field. That's how big these things are, right? I mean, massive. Sweet, succulent, juicy. Oh, yeah. Dipped in chocolate. Mmm. Little decadence there. Oh, yeah. Oh, indeed. And here's the great thing. For 10 extra bucks, right, you're going to get double the berries. Uh-huh. That's like a whole solar system right there. That's how big these things are. And on top of that, you're going to get free cake truffles. Those are like little asteroids of tastiness. Kids, I'm putting it all together for you. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Sherry's Berries is going to save your butt. Thank God for that. The only way to get these amazing deals for moms starting at just $19.99 is to visit berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Use my code Benson. And double your berries for mom and get free cake truffles before they run out. I'm telling you, huge. That's berries, berries.com, code Benson when you click on the mic. Amazing deal's not going to last long. Mother's Day is just a few days away. Get on it. It's the Chad Benson Show.
America's funniest cisgendered privileged white male with a bully pulpit the size of a divided nation. Here's Chad Benson.
Be careful, media, to bite the hand that feeds you. Nationally, jobs and salary have crashed in the media, 22%. Jobs are falling away. You don't get into the media. Print dead, all of these things. I mean, it's you know, they'll tell you. It's a tough, tough place. Now, people are going elsewhere and becoming their own bosses and doing podcasts and all these other things, and they're doing okay, and that's one of the reasons, because it's a shifting thing. But the old school media, whether it be radio, whether it be television or print, that's changed, right? But be careful when you bite the hand that feeds you, because in D.C., those jobs are up big time, 38%. That's huge, kids. Why is that? It's pretty simple. This guy in the White House is giving you things you haven't had for a long time. He's making it interesting. You're relevant again when for a while you weren't relevant. My business, it's given life to a lot of guys who, well, let's just say they were a little bit long in the tooth and people were overhearing about the Clintons, and it's given them a shot in the arm. It really has. I don't think people understand that. But we do that, right? Like, every guy that is playing golf, owes a debt of gratitude to Tiger Woods. He made golf interesting. He made rock star-like appearances. He was driven. And he brought money in it they had never seen before. This business, Look, I'm the first one to say, if you look around, radio has struggled over the years, but it's got its mojo back because people have found other places to go. But lo and behold, Trump has given a new lease in life to a lot of people out there who, for all intents and purposes, people in the industry thought, you know, some of their sell-by dates, we're looking at them. Nobody wants to hear 4 years of people talking about how horrible the president is like this. Nobody does. So, I tell you, yeah, I look at this and I think, yeah, of course the media in places like D.C. and places like New York, the expansion is there, of course. Because this guy's interesting. Everything about what goes on in the White House. Right, you got Sarah Huckabee Sanders right now, who is, many people are saying, she is filling in, but it's an audition for Spicer's job while he's away on duty with the Navy, that this is some sort of audition for her because he may be on the way out. Tell you what, man, he's must-see TV. All these people may bitch about him, but the last thing they want is him gone. He goes, they know ratings are going to go down. Every day for the last 8 years, Obama's team had briefings at the White House. I can remember very few of them. Every time the Spice Man comes on, it's must-see TV. Say what you want. You think Saturday Night Live wants him gone? Hell no. Watch out what you wish for, kids. Because you may get it. And then you may look back and go, don't! The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the program, 323-538-2423. They're hated by a lot of people. What do you hear how they're fighting back? The Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
That's me, party people. Hope you're doing well in this most festive day. It is National Eat Anything You Want Day, which is Thursday for me, for a lot of other people. Tomorrow will also be National Eat Anything I Want Day because I'm a grown-ass man and I'll eat whatever I want whenever I want. There you go. How about that? And it will be Donny Friday. And finally, after a week-long absence, our good friend Anthony will be here to enjoy said donuts. Speaking of food, would you say that, like, if I said brands that people hate, right? Monsanto would probably be at the top, I would say number one, right? I would say probably number one. You think you could put that there? And it's very interesting, this article about Monsanto and how they fight back from all the negative press. Because we've talked about it before that companies now cater to both sides of the aisle. They realize that it's no longer one marketing for everybody. We have to now choose how we market to people based on their political affiliation because we can no longer just do one because it just can't be that way. But for somebody like Monsanto, and if you don't know who they are, they're just massive. Basically, I always joke about the movie. Is it the Evil Dead or whatever? What's the one with our hot girlfriend that fights all the zombies? God, I forgot the name of that movie. I love those. Which, you know, man, with Alice. That's kind of what they are. They're the bad. They're the hive, right? That's it. They're like, if they're going to create all of the zombies in the world. They want to control everything. They're the Bilderbergers. They're the ones who are controlling the world. It's GMOs. It's all of this stuff. And this is Monsanto. This is who they are. And every time you turn around, there's all, I mean, I go places. We were driving through the Midwest. They had a huge facility there that employs thousands upon thousands of people. It's the middle of the day, and there's hundreds of people protesting in front. Just like a normal day. When we were on our way out to Cleveland, and we were making some stops at some stations, and I was just like, wow, that's crazy. So what they do is they hire a fleet of people to combat all the bad net press by putting good press out there and then taking on everybody else, because that's what you've got to do nowadays.
Biotech giant Monsanto has been accused of hiring an army of internet trolls to counter negative comments. The allegations surfaced amid lawsuits claiming the company's products cause cancer, with Monsanto allegedly concealing potential risks. It's claimed Monsanto targets all online material that mentions the danger in any of its products. According to court papers, the company launched the program under the name Let Nothing Go.
So, of course you would. First of all, who cares that you do that, right? Like, that's the thing that makes me laugh. Like, people are upset that they have people that are out there that are combating that. Yeah, you would think so. And of course, remember, they're the multinational agrochemical, agriculture, biotechnology that is just evil. Resident Evil. That's the name of that movie. Resident Evil. That's what they think they are. They're Resident Evil. They're the corporation. Yeah, why wouldn't you? But see, everybody does it now. It's targeting people the way that you have to. You have to go to individuals. These people, again, I'm about free business. I'm about free, you know, I look at this and I think, you know what, let the free market handle stuff. People don't like Monsanto. You're going to go after them. That's fine. You spread lies. You're on your own if they come after you. They're a big company. They probably have no problem crushing your soul. I don't think so, because they're evil. By the way, their chairman and president, CEO, his name is Hugh Grant. Not that Hugh Grant. Somebody probably thinks it's that Hugh Grant and has targeted Hugh Grant. And he's like, it's not me. But people go after them. And so they target them with positive things about Monsanto, as anybody would want to do.
The Let Nothing Go program, it's Monsanto's goal right now to let no negative comment, even on the internet, go unnoticed and unaddressed. It's very suspicious. If you look at negative press coverage of Monsanto online and you look at the comment section, you'll see people from across the country coming out in favor of Monsanto. It's a housewife from Texas, or it's a farmer from Iowa. I don't know anything about these individuals, but given what we know, certainly suspect that they are being compensated or incentivized to provide those comments.
Do you know that for sure? Well, given what we know, I mean, do you know it for sure? Monsanto employs about 26,000 people. They do pretty well. Revenue is about $15 billion. Net it comes about $2.3 billion. They got about $22 billion in assets, and I'm sure that's just a scratching the surface. But I sit there and I laugh, because if you're a small pizza place in, you know, wherever, you know, Waterloo, Iowa, or, you know, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and you have people that go out there and they had a bad experience and they attack you on Yelp, do you not tell your friends, dude, go out there and tell them how great my pizza is? Go out there and tell them how incredible this is? Go out there and tell them these things? Oh, yeah, of course you do. They're just doing it in a much larger way than that. And Monsanto, look, their reputation, I'm sure, is well-deserved of not being the nicest company in the world. But they do, by the way, you know, they employ 25,000 people. GMOs, man, they're destroying the world, brother. GMOs are going to destroy everything. Genetically modified crops, man. Woo, it's horrible. It's evil. It's bad. Remember when I was a kid? I don't know, but Phil, do you remember when you were growing up as a kid, seeing all those things where we're overpopulated, we're never going to be able to feed anything, it's just going to be famine for most of the world?
Yeah, and the Ice Age as well.
Yeah, and then that really didn't happen. And then you got modified crops. Oh, no, you don't even understand. It's all evil. It gets inside your brain, man. These people are so insane. But I do find it to be hilarious that people would be mad because there are people out there saying positive things and we're suspicious about that. Can we not be suspicious about where you get your data from? And any company, whether it's a two-man mom-and-pop shop that does something on Yelp that people go and complain about and they have their friends do it, isn't that arguably the same thing? I think so. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. Trump today, obviously, still talking about the Comey situation, went on with Lester Holt, gave an interview. It's finally come out, and apparently Lester interrupted him on more than a few occasions. Can I just say, hate Trump, like Trump, apathetic about the whole situation, he is very amenable to, as much as he says he hates the press, as much as he says they're fake news, as much as he says how horrible all of this is, he sure in the hell gives a lot of interviews to these big giant media companies. I think you can count on one hand how many times Fox got a sit-down interview with Obama. But this guy goes straight into the storm. He's willing to do that. He sat down with Lester today talking about the old James Comey.
I was going to fire Comey. There's no good time to do it, by the way.
Because in your letter you said I accepted their recommendation.
Yeah, well,
so you
also
had already made the decision.
I was going to fire regardless.
Regardless of what was happening, he was going to fire. He was done. He was dusted. It was over, right? Wasn't about the investigation. People are going to point to that all day long. It's about the investigation. It's about the investigation. It's 110% about the investigation. That's all it is. It's the investigation. That's all that it's about. That's what people are going to say. He said Comey said he wasn't under investigation.
He wanted to stay on as the FBI head, and I said, I'll consider, we'll see what happens. But we had a very nice dinner, and at that time he told me, you are not under investigation, which I knew anyway.
Did you really know? Did you think you knew? Did you hope you knew? Was he under oath when he said that? Because it doesn't mean anything, right, if he's not under oath. You initiated a call, he came and met you a couple times. You got nothing to hide, and I don't think there's anything out there. I don't think there's any there when it comes to the president. I'm not saying that during the campaign time, I'm not saying from the time he was president, the president-elect, that people were being put in place as far as his cabinet, that some people didn't maybe overstep their boundaries. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is I don't think there's anything with this guy, this president here, this president called Trump, that apparently everybody believes is a puppet, and the puppet master is Putin. But you're going to hear about this more and more as we head into the weekend. But isn't it funny how last week it was all about health care? People were freaking out. You wonder, right? Like, is this guy such a master manipulator who thinks, I was going to give him till like June 1st and let him get through all of this crap with me? Maybe even to July? So they could rule that, look, there's no there, and there's nothing here going on with Russia and Trump, and there's no connection whatsoever. And then I was going to can his ass, but we've got all this stuff going on with health care. We've got all this crap going on here. Maybe it's just time I change it, and we'll bring the spotlight back on me. And guess what? We'll take the heat off a lot of you guys who are going home and getting your ass handed to you at town hall meetings. Put it out there. Not saying that's the way it is. But it wouldn't surprise me because he is a master manipulator and he loves to play with the press. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. I posted a picture of old Betsy. Love me some Betsy. She's my baby girl. Take her to and fro. Well, I don't. She takes me. I never worry, man. I get up there, she starts, she takes me. Take care of her more than she realizes. I do that because I got extended coverage from CarShield. They're amazing. First of all, they're an incredible company to work for. They're growing by leaps and bounds. And they're growing because they do the right thing to their customers. And they do the right thing for the people that work there. Makes it a happy place to work when you know you're helping people. How do they help people? Well, with extended coverage from CarShield, let me tell you, you're going to get VIP treatment. Should something happen to your vehicle, should something happen, they're going to come out and get you. 24/7 roadside assistance. Boom. You tow it to the place that you want your car worked on, not the place they tell you, because they don't tell you anything. You choose. You don't have to worry about waiting for the check in the mail. They're going to pay it directly. Oh, and by the way, while you're waiting for your car to get fixed, they're going to make sure you have a rental car to get you to and fro. That is VIP service. That's what CarShield offers you. They've paid close to $2 billion in claims. They're ready to help you. Save yourself thousands of potential car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate and extended vehicle service protection before it's too late. Call 800-CAR-6100. That's 800-CAR-6100. Mention my code Benson, right? You're going to get 10% if you mention my code Benson. That's why you want to do that. Visit CarShield.com. Use code Benson to save 10%. That's CarShield.com. Code Benson. A deductible may apply. Ah. Third person Thursday. Loving it. Donut Friday tomorrow. Chad, what's third person Thursday? Chad Benson loves this day. It's when he talks about himself in third person. You should do the same thing. Chad Benson Show.
Giving the First Amendment a run for its money. This is the Chad Benson Show.
Oh, my Lord. Was it Chris Rock that said if you've got $1 billion and you have to give your wife $500 million, you're okay? But if you got $100 and you got to give her $50, you may have to kill her? He's going to be okay, but I don't know about you. But, man, handing over over $500 million, that might be that's a tough one there. He's a former London and oil gas trader in London. Mr. Justice Hayden Cave made the ruling Thursday in a private hearing in the Family Division High Court in London that concluded the woman, the wife, the estranged wife, gets 41.5% share of his fortune, which is well over $1 billion. The man, 61, came from the Caucasus and had worked in London as an oil and gas trader for building up a foreign in the Russian energy business. The woman comes from Eastern Europe, but she has a British citizenship. Probably why she wanted it there. So it's crazy. Apparently, they argued that she made a special contribution to help generate wealth. She came from Eastern Europe. Are you thinking she's store-bought there, Producer Phil?
Possibly.
I'm thinking so. People are like, store-bought? What does that even mean? Well, you're beautiful. Beauty goes a long way in this world. Guys will overlook a lot of stuff for beauty. And one of them is the fact that a lot of these Eastern European ladies, not all of them, but a few of them, have been known to use their charms and their ways to get out of situations over there that weren't very good. And in doing so, they also latch upon thine wealth. So you get what you pay for. Hope it was worth $538 million. I'm sorry. There's nothing worth that. There's nothing. Just not, no, I don't care. Now, if they were married for 50 years, I get it, I see. But he's 61, she's in her early 40s. I'm thinking probably not a long relationship. That's what I'm thinking. Probably not the super long relationship. For those of you out there who, like me, love big events, and we throw the biggest events always here in America, whenever we have them, doesn't matter what it is. Super Bowl's massive, it's credible. Right? We throw this massive event. Obviously, we've got the Oscars, the Olympics, both winter and summer. But the biggest event in all of the world is the World Cup. As early as next month, less than a month from today, there's going to be a special vote happening. And it looks like that the United States, along with Canada and Mexico, will be hosting the 2026 World Cup, which is huge. This is the first time we've done a joint venture with them. Mexico's hosted the World Cup twice. We've hosted it once. Nobody likes Canada because they play hockey. We're going to give them a game. No, I'm just kidding. So it's going to be a North American bid. And they're really, after what happened to give the World Cup to Russia and then again to Qatar, there really is no choice but to give it to us. And it's going to be big. And I think that's the year it expands even more. So basically the entire world's going to have a chance to qualify and play. But if you've never been to one, it's the biggest party. And I will tell you this, where we were in 94 when we hosted the World Cup, it was still the biggest, most profitable World Cup. Where we're going to be in 2026, it's going to be amazing. And I'm pumped to see it. It's going to be exciting. So that's the little info I've got on the inside, but it looks more than certain that we're going to be hosting the 2026 World Cup. So, yeah, baby! Solid, fun show today. We got you over the hump yesterday. We got you, Chad Benson got you through Third Person Thursday, right? Chad Benson's good like that. Chad Benson does stuff like that because Chad Benson cares for the people. That's what Chad Benson, he is a people person, that Chad Benson, which also happens to be me. Tomorrow's Donut Friday. A lot of good stuff that we didn't get to today. Our bucket of fun was full, overflowing. Tomorrow, bucket of fun and information will be there for you right after we have solid donuts. For Anthony, for my man Phil, my name is Chad Benson. And Chad Benson bids you adieu. Night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.